Candidate and lawyer Victor Salcido says the problem stems from both the local housing shortage and inadequate mental health services, which eventually need to be addressed. But in the short term,
I think an enormous part of the problem came from the closure, and through no fault of their own or the city's fault, but the closure of the overflow shelter. That's an immediate need. We need to find something to accommodate and put a roof over people's heads. However, that's a band-aid to the problem.
Over the long term, incumbent Jenny Brekus sees improvements that city council can make regarding how it spends federal funding designated for subsidized housing.
We've had a practice of using those dollars for subsidizing not the terribly, terribly poor and hard to house, those transitioning from homelessness. So we need to follow what the federal guidance is.
Another candidate for this race was actually homeless himself at one point. His name is Rich Van Gogh, and he now owns an art gallery.
I think tiny homes is the way to go. Many people that aren't even homeless go with tiny homes, so I think we could build a lot of tiny homes, rent them out, and allow people to actually go from homeless to homeowner.
After tomorrow's primary, only the top two candidates will advance to the general election. Michelle Billman, Reno Public Radio News.